是
对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对
对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对对It says that when he came along, so at the end of the day, the malach came in front of the osse, and it stopped the osse going. So Bilam didn't realize what was going. Eventually, the malach came in front of him, and he saw what was going on. So the pasuk says, malach Hashem, malach Hashem said to Bilam, lech, sorry, before that, But Rani Austin, the Austin saw me. I take the four nights there. Shoshu comes, moved away three times. Well, I not so upon it changed because of me. Kiato now, gam oischo harakti. I would have killed you. But I saw a chiesi, and the animal I would have left alive. That's what I would have done as a malak. Rashi says, va'ato now, mitnesha dibra. Since the Austin, the donkey spoke to you, va'ichakti chani called you off. Va'ichal to lamba to chakti. You could now. Face it again. I'm going to kill it. People shouldn't go around. This donkey stays alive. So it'll be walking around down the streets. People say, ah, this is the donkey that told off Bilam. Which is very embarrassing for Bilam. I mean, everywhere he goes, people are talking about him. So the Malach said, because of that, that donkey has to be killed. Shechos hamokoyim al kovet habrius. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has pity on the dignity of a person. Remarkable thing here. Don't kid yourself. Bilam was no tzaddik. Far from it. But even so, the Medrash tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had pity on him not to have an embarrassment which is unnecessary. So we're supposed to learn out from here, obviously, Kosh came, how one has to be careful about kovet habrius. And we're going to speak about this a bit more, but I suppose a very famous example of Kovod Avriyath is where you tell someone off. So there's a halacha there, when you tell someone off, you must try not to embarrass them in a nice way. Yeah? So it's not an easy thing to do, but that's what one has to do. There's a famous story from Rabbi Shirley Diskin. He used to give a shir on Friday night in his house. It was Friday night. And one of the Talmidim used to bring him a cup of coffee. His wife used to make the cup of coffee in the kitchen. The Talmud used to come along and fetch the coffee and bring it to him. Coffee or tea, I can't remember what it was. And the night, so one particular Friday night, what the story went, the Talmud brought the cup of coffee to him, and he gave the shir and he was drinking it. And about in the middle of the shir, his wife runs in and says, hey, hello, hello, mistake. So something stopped around, what's going on? She says, very sorry, by mistake, some salt got poured into the coffee rather than sugar, which is not very pleasant. I don't know if you ever tasted it, it's not very pleasant. So, Elisa, she gave me another cup of coffee or another cup of tea. After the shears, Tommy said to him, why did you not say anything? She says, I felt bad. The person who brought it in did me a favor. So to embarrass him and say that I can't drink it, I didn't want to do that. For my drink, I'm not sure we could do that, but Elisa, that's an Indian of Kovod Habrius. And Elisa, we find quite a bit in Halacha, this idea of Kovod Habrius. So I went through a few places where we find this idea of Kovod Habrius, but the idea is, the general idea, that one has to have respect for other people. So certainly one has to learn that, you know, if someone's sitting at a table, and for example, a conversation which is coming about there is not very nice for other person, let's say, for example, Shidduchim, everyone's talking about, you know, our children, whatever this happened, and you know one particular person there has got a bit of problems. So the mice said, that's Kovod Habrius, it's not nice that people speak about that in front of that person. It's a human dignity. One has to be respectful for other people. It's across the board. Anytime I think, that's l'chaira, an idea of Kovod Habrius. I'm finding halacha quite a few places where this concept is mentioned. The first one I found over here was in Hilchos Tzitzis. So this is a very famous one, actually, in Hilchos Tzitzis. Simon Yud Gimel, Siv Gimel. So there, Shulchan Aruch says, Im noidele b'Shabbos, someone finds out on Shabbos, because you're a Karmelist, he's in a Karmelist, Shatale Shalom Apostle. that the tallis he's wearing is possible. That means, for example, he looks at his tzitzis while he's walking in the street in the kamis, and he sees that one of them is ripped. It's not kosher. So now he's carrying a beged with three tzitzis on, and the fourth one's useless. So you're doing hotzah on those three ones that are good. The ones that are good are still kosher, but it's considered hotzah. What's he supposed to do now? So the Mechaber says, lo yasir enem alav, ad shiagir abesoy. You're not obligated, you shouldn't take it off, to gottel covered habris. It's degrading to have to take off this tallis. I'm not sure what's so degrading. I'm not sure what this is so degrading. Maybe it's talking about he's wearing a, what's he wearing, a tallis? I'm not sure why it's so degrading to take off. But my advice to us, it was a degrading thing for him to do, to take it off. So the Shulchan Aruch says that you're not going to do it. Based on the Gemara in Brachos, after your test, the Gemara says that for Daraisa, covered up Rias doesn't get pushed off. But for Drabonons, for rabbinical historium, in certain cases, not always, you can't make a general rule, you have to know what you're talking about, but sometimes by an Issa Drabonon, because of covered up Rias, we waive the Issa Drabonon, we allow the person still to do what he's doing, even though he's being over an Issa Drabonon. Here, I don't know why, but here it looks like he's doing an Issa Drabonon. So Mishnah Berurah explains over here what's going on. Mishnah Berurah says, first of all, this whole halacha is only on Shabbos. On Shabbos, where a person can't put tzitzis on, you can't fix tzitzis on Shabbos. So there's no mitzvah in Torah to do it. There's no, you're not being mabatel mitzvah say on Shabbos. During a weekday, if you do it during a weekday, you've got a mitzvah say to put a tzitzis on, so you'll be mabatel mitzvah say. On Shabbos, where you can't put tzitzis on a beggar on Shabbos, it's an is of tikkun mona, you can't do it, or kosher, whatever it is, so you can't do it on Shabbos. So since you can't do it, the only is an is rabbonon. Is rabbonon, Iraq is rabbonon. Of not having tzitzis on, and therefore this Issa Drabonon gets waived because of Kovat HaBris. So you're not going to take off. So I don't know, says if Tom was in shul, also I don't know what the case is exactly. It looks like it's embarrassing for him to be in shul without a tallis on. Must be not a tallis in shul. So this person's tallis, he notices in shul on Shabbos that his tallis is ripped, and if he takes it off, he'll have not a tallis to wear the chayra. So he's got a problem. So we allow him to sit with that tallis on Shabbos, where there's only an Issa Drabonon, because of Kovat HaBrias. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. You're allowed to do it. So that's allowed. But the Mishnah Berurah says, if you're in Rosh Hashanah, you're carrying something which is in if you're in Rosh Hashanah and this happens, that's much worse. Because in Rosh Hashanah, you're doing Hotzoy, you're carrying the tzitzis, which is a Daraisa. So that you have to take it off. So it's clear from Mishnah Berurah that for mitzvahs benat for isurim deraisa, there's no heter of kovat habrius. The heter is only for isurim drabonon. Sorry? Yeah, if you haven't, it could be now. If you realize. Yeah, that's true. If you haven't stopped. Yeah, but if you stop, you have to take it off, yeah? That's the same. If you stop, you have to take it off. That is halacha number one. Another one, another interesting halacha in Kuf Gimel Beis. That's another halacha about someone in the middle of Davnish when Esra, he passed the wind down below. It's also very embarrassing what he's supposed to do. So the Shulchan Aruch says, in such a case, even though normally, if it happens, normally a person passes wind down below in the middle of Shemana Esra, if he's done it by himself, he's meant to move away from that place. Because of the bad reach. But the Ramah says that if you're in the shul, because you misbarrel bit sibo, if someone's diving in the shul, to have a biush godel, it's very embarrassing to start walking off in the middle of Shemana Esra to the side because of what's happened. Ain't sorry about it, he's not machu to go backwards. I mean, he's got to stop. Obviously, everyone's got to stop damning. But to stop this embarrassment, he's not the way to do that. Very interesting halachas. That's another halacha of Kovat HaBrias. You see how Kovat HaBrias works.
This is not just on the individual.
Yeah, everyone smells it. It's got a problem.
It would be on other people as well, but around him.
Yeah, they have to stop damning.
Away, it would be they embarrass him as well.
What?
If they could not walk, they should not walk away in the middle of the
Yes, well, this is quite right, yeah. If he doesn't walk away, he also shouldn't walk away.
Definitely.
Yeah. I must tell you, many years ago, this person told me he doesn't remember the story, but there's a Gemara which says if someone's walking in the street and he sees someone wearing kalayim, which he knows it's shatnas minatoya, the Gemara says he's b'chui to put it off him. If it's shatnas drabonon, Then, because of Kodah Bris, which is a public place, you're not going to take off him. I must say, many years ago, someone told me a story, since I've been back to him, he disputes the story. And he, as far as I remember, he told me the story, which I think is much, it's interesting, actually. So he's one of his yeshivas, where they dealt with people who are coming back to Yiddishkeit. He said he walked into his room one day, and there was a guy who had shaving cream right over his face. And one side was off. And the other side was still on. Now, the guy was using a razor, which is an estimate of Torah. So the question is now, he said to himself, really, I better stop him. But he said, before I do anything, I'm going to ask. He went to ask someone, it must be very quick. And the person told him, this is what he told me as far as I remember, that the person said, no, don't tell him anything now, leave it. Because it's too hard for the person in the middle of a situation to stop. So let him finish off, and then when you've got a good moment, another time, tell him he mustn't use the shaver. Now, I must say, I find that story interesting, because first of all, like we just said, if someone is doing an Issa Min HaTorah, then the Chayra person is going to stop him straight away. So the Chayra, you're going to stop him. But this is very tricky. This Mitzvah Yechocha, I mean, often is embarrassing. So if there are other people in the room, well, that's to know, even if there are other people in the room, it's very tricky, this, but Lamaisi is doing it in a nice way. But the Chayra, one has to be careful. One has to tell the person not to do it. I don't know, I had someone eating by me many years ago. I had a bit questionable what this was, but it was interesting. The first course was egg, and there was a pepper stuck into the egg. And so the person sat down to eat the egg, and he said, I hope you don't mind, but I don't like peppers. And he pulled the pepper out. Now, the boys, now that lechera is an isra boira. But there's no point telling him now, it's finished already. What? It's too late. Unless there's two peppers inside. There'll be another pepper inside. If he wants another portion, there might be a problem. But Avila, once that's been done, then there's no point telling him. I mean, you've got to tell him sometime in a nice way, but maybe not at the table when a lot of people are there. But if you see someone going to do an Issa, you can see someone going to pull the pepper out. The Chayra, if it's an Issa Deraisa, one should tell the person not to do it.
But you could have eaten it, but you wouldn't be silent.
Sorry?
But you wouldn't be silent.
No, but he didn't put it out for me. That's true. I mean, let's say someone's sitting at my table, and he says he doesn't like peppers, so I would tell him, you know what, give me the pepper. But this guy, when he pulled it out, he wasn't giving it to me. I didn't know. It was too quick. Yeah, if I would have done that, that's true. You can get around this problem by making that you take the pepper out for yourself or someone who wants it. That's not a problem. But this person didn't do it that way. So that, the Chayra, is problematic. But the Chayra, if someone is going to do an Issa D'Oraisa, then one should really stop the person. We're talking about all Issa D'Rabbanan, that's called Abrius. And even that, not all cases have got this hetzer. If you see someone doing something wrong, Avada wants to try and tell the person off if one can, if you think it's going to help. But in certain cases, if you've got called Abrius around, then it could be you could delay it till afterwards. And I still know, it's not so simple. I must say, this idea of telling someone off is not always so simple. I remember once I was learning the halachas of tefillin, and I was learning the halachas of black. They have to have the ritzuas have to be black. And you know, if you've got white patches on the ritzuas, it could be a problem whether it's kosher or not. Anyway, horror of horrors, the next day I go to shul, and in front of my eyes I see a guy with tefillin with white patches on his ritzuas. So I wasn't sure what to do. I said, mate, it's tricky. I just learned these halachas, I do. Anyway, I went home, and I thought, you know, I better phone him up. Anyway, I phoned him up, Boshem was engaged. I couldn't get through. I put the phone down, I said, oh, Boshem, that's good. And I thought, maybe, nah, I'm not sure if it's right. Then so I tried again a bit later, and I got through to him. And I said to him, I'm not really sure. I was in shul this morning. I'm just learning the halachas of tefillin, making the tzuras black. I said, I'm not sure, but your tefillin might have had a few white patches. I'm not sure if it's kosher or not. I said, I made it very powerful. I said, maybe it's best to have it checked up. He said, yeah, okay, thanks very much. 2 hours later, he first went up and said, Shlomo, thank you very much. I must thank you. He said to me, I said, what happened? So I went to the Rav says, possible. So I want to thank you. So I'm saying, it's not every time you tell someone off, is the person who was not so happy. Sometimes the person might accept it. So that, one has to know, it's a hard thing to do, but one has to be careful when you tell someone off. Say, if it's an Issa D'Oraisa, then ain't covered in 200 HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you might take off him, actually. Unless maybe it's a shoygig, if he doesn't know, maybe it's a terim. But if he knows what he's doing wrong, then even if it's an Issa D'Oraisa, a person is mechoyev to take the item off this person. So that's the Gemara's case. Shatness, someone's wearing shatness in Atorah. How you know it's shatness, I don't know. But I say you happen to know it's shatness. Maybe you bought the same suit, same place, same suit. And you've had it checked. And the guy told you, checked it, it's shatness in Atorah. There's no way you can use such a suit. If you know that story, if that's the case, then the Chorah, you have to obviously tell him first that you know you're wearing the shatness. You mustn't do it. So if you've amazed it, you put it off him. It's a very embarrassing thing. But that's because no kod habrius when it comes to derisus. If it's a drabonon, there are certain cases of kovod habrius. Another interesting case is the halach in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Shabbos, where the Shulchan Aruch says, this is an old story in Shinur Beis, where a person on Shabbos realizes he's got no toilet paper to wipe himself with. So the halach is in Shinur Beis, see that of Mishum kovod habrius. Shulchan Aruch says because of kovod habrius. A person can move moksa to wipe oneself. That means he's realized before on Shabbos that he's got no ways of toilet paper. Shulchan Aruch says you can move stones, that's what you use in those days, in order to make it that to wipe oneself. Mr. Williams got quite a bit of detail over here, and he says that this whole heter, as far as I remember, his only way he couldn't have prepared it before Shabbos. If he could have prepared it before Shabbos, he was naughty, maybe he gets a kamas. So we're talking about someone, let's talk our day, our modern day example, is someone runs out of toilet paper on Shabbos. Someone told you, once in Yeshiva, the Maisha Netz Sol, Rosh Hashanah, what happened was, diarrhea, loads of people got diarrhea, they took a ran out of toilet paper. There's nothing wrong there, they prepared before Shabbos, or before Yom Tov, but what happened was, it just ran out, it wasn't expected. So Shaila is in such a case over there, you've got a heta of covered habriyas. So Shaila is, what can you do? You can't do an issa deraisis. It's a tear paper like normal. That's not allowed. That's an issa deraisis of Korea. That's not allowed. So one has to do it with a shinoi. I mean, the best way to possibly say, I'm not sure how practical this is, the best way to do it, if one can, is just to use a toilet paper and then let it hang in the toilet, and then when you flush the chain, the toilet, the water cuts off the paper by itself, but it's not very practical in many cases. In many places, this won't work. So the Maaser, then the Poskim say that if one's stuck, one is allowed to tear the paper with a shinui. Not on a perforated line, one tears it with one's feet, or one does something in an abnormal way to make it that it's not normal. It's kelach hayad, and kelach hayad is mutter. Again, because of Kovod Habrius, that's what Poskim is saying. I wrote the whole thing from one of the Swarm over here. He writes down, he said, once you turn the paper, once you do it in a backhanded way, so you press against the wall, or with your knuckles, anything that's a thing, and I said, ideally you should try to avoid the perforated line if you can. That's the idea. If you can avoid the perforated line, that lechera is the best. If you can't, if it happens to turn a perforated line, that's okay. So, I'll kovod habrius again, that is mutter, because, that's what he says over here, this is a het of kovod habrius, but he says that it's not a chatchila this. I mean, a person should try and avoid the situation, obviously. A person should try and avoid it. But if one is stuck, then one relies on this heter of kovod habrius. Yeah. Perforated lines are a much better way of cutting, so it's better. I'm saying it's much better. So one should try and make it as.
I'm
saying it makes it better, but if you could do it with a shinny, not perforated, it's even better. So it's better on non perforated. That's the best. Now, coming to Hilchos Yerideya, I must say, I don't really understand this case over here, but there's an interesting halacha in Hilchos Yerideya. Which, I don't know, I want to say it shouldn't happen in this case, but there are more rights. What happens if a kohen is lying in his bed, uncovered? He's gone to sleep. He's gone to sleep for the night. No pyjamas, nothing. And, unfortunately, someone in that room dies. But he's fast asleep, the kohen. What do you do now? So you have to wait the kohen. I'm not sure, for some reason, here the Shulchan Aruch says, doesn't know. You shouldn't tell him. I'm not sure why not. Ella yikru loy stam. You should call him out stam. That he should get his clothes on, and then he has to get out. If you told him there's a mace there, though, he's got to run out. That's very awkward. I'm not sure why this heter works. I said this. I don't understand why it works. I'm not sure why you're not to wake him up and tell him. The Chayis is doing Isser Raisa being an Oil Amit. So I'm not sure why this case is mutter, why you're not going to wake him up. Yeah, I don't know why. Huh? What?
If he's in that room, he's become tummy. Finished. Commandment.
Yeah, but that's the interesting point we're saying. But the mice, the chayter prolong is also awesome. A chayter has to go out as soon as he finds out he's Tommy. It's a good point, this actually.
It's not amazing if you turn it into amazing if you
tell
him. At least when
they're asleep, it's not amazing. For derisors, we don't worry about derisors. You can't be over this derisor. You're machoy, for an isn't derisor, you're machoy to get out. It's happening anyway. That's what you're saying. Maybe I don't know. I say it's interesting. I don't really understand. I didn't look into so much of what it goes, but that's clear. It carries on the Shulchan Aruch, the Shachan. I would say there. However, if the whole tumah is a drabonatik tumah, let's say for example, wherever it is, the base of pras, or is it somewhere where the tumah is only drabonon, then you're not going to tell him. Because of covered habrias, I'm saying interesting example this way. Because of covered habrias, he's going to be stuck. What to do? So the whole thing is that it's a drabonon to be in that room. So because of covered habrias, you're not mechuyev to tell him to get out. So again, you see this idea of covered habrias, that sometimes certain Yisroel are waves. So again, this story over here is this person, is a kohen, he's in a beis hapras. The beis hapras is like a field, he's sleeping in a field, and there's a danger that some graves were buried there. We don't know, it's a sophic. That is the tumah drabonon, it's a sophic drabonon. So if the kohen is there, let's say he went camping for the night, he went with some friends camping, and they stayed in the tent there, and then his friend's on the phone to someone, his friend tells him, hey, you know, that field, you can't go in that field's the base of press. But the kohen's already fast asleep. You're not mechuyev to tell the kohen, you're not mechuyev to wake the kohen up. Because of covered habrias. So what you do is you wait till the kohen wakes up, when he's up the chayra. Yalbish atzmo tchila, he's allowed to get himself dressed first, and after he's dressed, you tell him to go out. Because of Godel covered habrias. There's another het of Godel covered habrias. Very interesting halacha, yeah? That was halacha of covered habrias in Hilchos Yodea. By the way, I forgot to mention also the same halacha applies in the Beis HaKisei when we spoke about the Beis HaKisei. All the halachas of the Beis HaKisei are much for covered habrias, yeah? So we spoke about this once last time. Someone's got a colouring agent in the toilet where you've got a problem with surveyor. Again, the same heter. If a person's got no other toilet to use, because of covered habrias, we allow you to use that toilet, let's say with a shinri, to make it this drabonon. But because of covered habrias, a person's allowed to do that. That is what a person's allowed to do. That is the case of the Kohen as well. And I'm saying, generally speaking, the general rule is that for any Issa Deraisa, we don't waive Kovod Habrias. That we don't allow. But Kovod Habrias is only allowed for an Issa Drabonon. If there's an Issa Drabonon involved, means the person you're worried about is doing an Issa Drabonon, and you know if he finds out about it, it's going to embarrass him. So in certain cases, again, I can't say it's a general rule, this, but I can't make a general rule that all Issa Drabonon get waived because of Kovod Habrias. It's not true to say that. So you have to know when it does apply. I mean, the Shulchan's got a few cases. We spoke about a few cases. The first case we spoke about was Talis, Tzitzis, that's before Shalocha. The other one was where a person has a smell that comes from him and is embarrassing to move away. And then we spoke about the using in the Beis HaKisei certain stones, the Shulchan's case of stones, it's all cases of there where it's covered up Rias. And then we spoke in the Yodea of what do you call it, the halachas of a kohen who's in a room, and a maaser is embarrassing, he's not dressed properly, so for him to have to run out, it's going to be very embarrassing. So if it's an issa drabon involved, you don't have to tell him. That means the beis hapras, you can leave the kohen there, you don't have to tell him anything, but if he is in a place where it's deraisa, for some reason you have to wake him up. I don't know exactly how that works, you're not going to wake him up, but the maaser should get out as quickly as possible when he finds out. So you see this idea of covered habrias respect on the people. I want to end up with a very good story they say for Rabbi Yitzchak Al-Chanon. In the times of Rabbi Yitzchak Al-Chanon, when he was a Rav, it was common practice, unfortunately, for the Yeshiva Bochum to be drafted into the army. And it was a big Nisoyan. Going into the army wasn't an easy thing. Once you were in the army, kash was very hard, lots of things were very, very hard. It was very troublesome to be in such a place like that. So obviously the Rosh Shiva and Yitzchak Al-Chanon worried a lot when one of the Talmidim got a draft notice to come along and be checked whether they're fit for the draft notice. Obviously it disturbed him a lot. There was one particular time where one of his Talmidim got a draft notice to come to town, be checked up by the doctor, wherever he is, and see what's going on. So Rabbi Yisrael Chanan told the Bacha, some Bacha went with him, one or two Bacha went with him, and obviously to accompany him, and he said to the Bacharim that when you find out the results of if he's been accepted in the army or not, please let me know as soon as possible. All right? The kitzer, the boy went along, and he went for a checkup with a draft notice. Exactly what happened, I don't know. But the Meister, he was passed. He was exempted. So what happened was, they got news. These Bacharim sent him, I don't know how they did it, they got a message back to Yeshiva Bacharim that this boy has been released from the army service. So a big simcha, they were all very happy. So the story goes that Rabbi Yochanan was giving his learning, was giving a shiur, whatever, all of a sudden there was a knock on the door. And Rabbi Yochanan opened the door, and the Bacharim said to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, I want to tell you, Bacharim, we've got good news. The boy that was in gone for a drafting has been exempt. The Chon said, thank you very much, sir. I really appreciate the shkoyach. Closes the Gemara. 2 minutes later, another knock on the door. Another Bacha knocks on. Bacha says, Rabbi Chon, I've got some good news to tell you. We just found out that the boy who's been supposed to go to the army for a draft has been exempt. The Chon said, thank you very much, I really appreciate it. It's very nice of you, shkoyach, for telling me. And this went on a few times, not many times, but a few times. Maisa, every time Rabbi Chon played along, that was the first time. After she finished, the Talmid was speaking to Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan, how did you do your thing? So Rabbi Chanan said, I don't understand. He said, it's a posh thing. Sometimes covered up real something is so simple. He said, each person who came along was trying to do me a favor and tell me something nice. He said, because he was second, why should he lose out? He went, made the effort to come along and tell me. It's not his fault he's number two or number three. He's trying to do something, nice to me. That is covered up real. You're thinking about other people. Rabbi Chanan thought, why should a second person, a third person, lose out because he's number two or three? So covered up rias, Rabbi Yisai, is to think about other people. And I say this happens the whole time. I'm saying something, I say, my example I gave to you before of conversations that people are having. When you're in a conversation with a few people at a table, someone's gone to a chasna, a simcha, and at a table they're speaking about a particular conversation. It could be, for example, I don't know what, how the child's doing in school. And you know that one person at a table has got a particular problem with his child in school. As covered habriyas, it's your thing to change the topic. If you could do that, that is in your covered habriyas. Square habriyas.
Sorry,
Rabbi.